And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She is with the New Mexico History Museum. She's with us speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. And I have to say, happy Olympics. Have you been watching this stuff?
I have not.
It is unbelievable.
Is it good?
I don't have cable anymore, so I'm sure there's more on cable, like full hockey games and things like that, that
curling.
I'm not watching. Yeah, curling.
My maternal grandfather was a Canadian curling champion.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, curling is almost comical in the way that it looks, but I'm sure that it's an Olympic sport. But there's all these Olympic sports that didn't used to exist.
Right.
Like slope-style skiing.
Yes.
Which, basically, you these skiers, and it's not a time thing, they go off the top of the hill, and then they go down a railing, and then they flip over a few times, and then they go down another, like, it's, you think it had to have been invented by kids skiing off the dining hall roof.
Sure.
And ending up on the railing, and then ending up in the courtyard or something. Anyway, it looks like CGI. It's like nobody should actually be able to do
this.
That's
awesome.
And then there's this thing called the half pipe, which I think is a snowboarding thing that comes from skateboarding, where they go through this sort of cylindrical tube, half pipe. Oh my God. Not to mention the figure skating. Anyway, we're speaking of the arts, not of the Olympics.
We'll talk about mostly things you can do indoors this weekend.
Excellent.
Although it should be a beautiful weekend, so if you can get outdoors,
come
help me trim up my junipers.
Beautiful in this sort of scary global warming kind of beautiful.
Absolutely, and it was funny. I heard on TV the other night a reference that it was colder in Florida than in Sochi. So the Winter Olympics are warmer than our...
It's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway.
And I would like to say, having also watched the local news, that the weathermen are not on board. I mean, the local weather people are like, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. And you're like, can you just, you know this is climate change. Can you please just cop to it? Anyway.
Well, another problem in our community that's going to be addressed today is violence against women. And the 1 Billion Rising V-Day event will be happening all around town. It starts at the Roundhouse with a rally and a flash mob, although I'm concerned about how you can pre-plan and pre-announce something and call it a flash mob. Maybe I'm behind the times here. Anyway, that only is a joke. This is a really cool event. They'll be doing a parade over to Warehouse 21, where there will be more performances. They've done a really neat art exhibit celebrating women and humankind, calling for an end to violence against women. There are some galleries on Canyon Road that are dedicating their exhibition space to this cause. And then tonight at SWAD, Santa Fe University of Art and Design, there will be a Kate Reed concert. And all of this is to raise awareness, is probably as well. Some donations would be nice.
And 1 Billion Rising is connected with V-Day, which is an organization to end violence against women. Start at noon at the Capitol and go from there.
There you go.
Don't forget Casablanca and the Wizard of Oz at the Lensic tonight.
You've been looking forward to this for weeks,
haven't
you?
I've been announcing it for weeks. I never announce anything more than once, except Casablanca and the Wizard of Oz. Hey, will you be my Valentine?
Will you be mine?
Yes.
I was thinking this morning that they should reprint those candy hearts with messages from the Magic 8 Ball. Try again
That's
later.
That's a good idea.
Tonight at the Museum of Art, for a nice way to kick off your Valentine's evening, there's a free event in honor of the Goya exhibit that's there now through March 9th. They're having a special Valentine's celebration with Spanish-inspired delectables, including tapas, pomegranate punch, and chocolates. What could be better? Well, it's free.
Nothing could be better.
5 to 7 p.m. at the Museum of Art.
I am planning on going to that. It's also a fabulous exhibition.
Beautiful, beautiful job they did mounting that as well.
Tomorrow, the New Mexico Performing Arts Society presents the annual Valentine's Concert, the Santa Fe debut of La Catrina Quartet, with violins, viola, cello, flute, and piano, music of Brahms, Turina, Amy Beach, Arias y Luna, and Ponce. And that's tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Chapel, which is right off of Old Santa Fe Trail near St. John's College. for more information, 474-4513.
Wonderful. It's a full moon tonight.
Excellent.
This is considered the snow moon. And the Cerritos Hills State Park folks are doing a Valentine's Day moonlight hike, and they'll have their spotting scope out so you can look at the moon and see all of its features. Starts at 6 p.m. tonight at Cerritos Hills State Park. Even if you can't go, you better step outside and just look at that moon.
Yes, indeed. And if you're in a hot tub with your Valentine, so much the better.
How sweet. Nice idea.
Women Painters opens today with a lecture by Linda Durham on the power of women's voices. It's an exhibition featuring five women painters, and it opens at 5 o'clock today. And it will run through March 15th. The only question is where? You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't... Oh, okay. New Concept Gallery, 610 Canyon Road. And Anne Hosfeld is the director and does a wonderful job up at the New Concept Gallery. So check it out. And once again, Linda Durham speaking on the power of women's voices, somewhere between 5 and 7 tonight.
For art lovers, it sounds like Canyon Road is the place to be tonight. There's a lot of neat openings going on there. Where was the other one that I saw on here? The Alexandra Stevens Gallery has Heartfelt Expressions, a group show. So go out art hopping tonight.
Excellent.
Tomorrow in the morning, sounds like 9:30 to noon, might go a little bit later. It's the 8th annual Love Your River Day. Santa Fe Watershed Association, City of Santa Fe, and Santa Fe County. And yeah, you're going to pick up litter, but you're going to do it with a big group of people and have a lot of fun. They're going to have a little contest for who can pick up the most litter. They'll have something hot to drink and baked goods.
You get gloves.
I would bring gloves just to make sure.
Yeah.
I trust my own gloves, most of all. Little OCD thing about me. But Love Your River Day, meet at Frenchie Field. Should be a nice opportunity to be with people and also do something good for the environment.
Excellent. The Santa Fe chapter of the Native Plant Society of New Mexico presents a free talk by Corva Rose titled, Even Native Plants Need Pruning. She is with Divine Earth Aesthetic Pruning and Restoration. It's Wednesday of next week from... Let's see, at 6:30 at Christ Lutheran Church on Arroyo Chamiso here in Santa Fe. For more information, 690-5105 or look for the Native Plant Society website.
Boy, it's interesting to think what global warming is going to do to how we're going to have to tend for these native plants. So build your knowledge now.
Fight global warming now, basically.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going to be too late in 50, 100 years.
It's going to be too late in 15 years.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Santa Fe Botanical Garden today. It's their Valentine's Community Day. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., they'll be having chocolates and winter garden tours. The tours are at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. if you haven't been there. It's kind of neat to see a garden in the wintertime. You see the bones of it, the structure of it, and start falling in love with it. It's a beautiful space up on Museum Hill.
And don't forget that the Jean Cocteau Cinema has new films opening all the time, as do all of our wonderful local cinemas. Tonight is The Hunt, Welcome to the Jungle, and the 1968 version of Romeo and Juliet.
How lovely.
Yeah. So all should be very interesting movies to go see.
That was the, who was the director of that one?
Was it Zeffirelli?
Zeffirelli, yes.
That's I remember seeing that when I was in college.
It was, like, game-changing.
Juliet was intense.
Yes.
She was age appropriate.
Yeah.
Which is like 15 or something.
Kind of scary in today's times, or maybe not, maybe becoming more and more typical. Tomorrow evening at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, a neat cultural event that it's called the Spirit of Uganda. This is an international dance troupe, and it consists of children who are either orphans or at-risk youths. And they'll be performing traditionally appropriate dances and songs from the various ethnic villages inside of Uganda. And I can't imagine how cool that's going to be. The colors, the music, the voices. That's at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening at the Greer Garson Theater at Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
Also at the Jean Cocteau, I forgot to mention, there are photographs by Mark Lambros opening. And at Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, they're having a Valentine's Day party tomorrow from 1 to 4 with a tour at 2 o'clock. You can go to Kindred Spirits NM for complete information and direction. You basically drive down Route 14 and not nearly as far as Madrid. You just drive a bit south of Santa Fe. And there's this wonderful animal sanctuary, which is a kind of a almost a hospice for dogs, horses, and poultry. And they've got peacocks, and they've got the sweetest dogs. And there was this dog there who was a pit bull, had been used as a fighting dog and was in horribly damaged condition. But he was like this shining soul of beauty and love. And then he finally passed away. And another dog, whose name I can't remember now, kind of took his place as the welcoming dog in this place. It's magical down there. Ulla Peterson does a fantastic job.
Boy, the people who work there must have hearts that are both strong and fragile.
Yeah, exactly. Tender and resilient. Oh, my goodness.
Good for them.
Yep.
Rosemary Zebart's play, The Jewel in the Manuscript, is at Warehouse 21 tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon.
And that's the last weekend?
Yes, I think so. This is the one based on Fyodor Dostoevsky's attempts to finish a novel in a month and becoming rather distracted by a stenographer. The Jewel in the Manuscript at Warehouse 21.
You know, stenographer is one of those terms that you have to, like, be reading literature from the 1940s to even understand it. Like, Noam Chomsky says, stenographer is to power. And you're like, what's a stenographer?
And it's weird these days to see someone doing real shorthand.
Yeah, that's true.
It's these lost arts of our childhoods.
I never learned shorthand, but I saw people do it, and it's actually a really useful thing because I can't type as fast as somebody speaks.
Yeah. I was transcribing an Anne Bauman oral history recently for Tom Leach at the Palace Press, and I can type really, really fast, but was continually having to hit pause and rewind and pause and rewind and pause and rewind. But that's a fascinating little thing to think of. Coming up in the future, we're going to have something really interesting about Gustav Bauman and Christmas. Just hold it in your head for
that
now.
You just planted a little seed there. The Railyard Artisan and Metaphysical Market is on Sundays from 10 to 4, and they have live music, entertainment, local artists of all media, seers, mystics, healers, and unique flavor. This Sunday, the 16th of February, Chris Abeta of Lumbre del Sol will be there from 10 to 1, and Irish folk music of Jerry Carthy from 1 to 4. It's all at the Farmers Market Pavilion here in Santa Fe.
Sunday afternoon, you're going to have to put on your thinking cap, because we're having, essentially, unofficially, this is Battle of the Museums.
Thinking cap?
another reference to our childhoods. Thinking cap, what are you going to do on Sunday afternoon? The four state museums are each having a neat event. We'll start up on the Hill. Museum of Indian Arts and Culture is opening the exhibit Native American Portraits, Points of Inquiry. These are the original pictures that folks like Edward Curtis and Carl Moon took. And they're surrounding the opening with all kinds of great events. Lee Marmon is speaking at 2 p.m. Will Wilson will be making tintypes from noon to 4 p.m. There'll be dancers from 1 to 3 p.m. Across the way at the Folk Art Museum, there's going to be a free Brazilian-style Nia class as part of the exhibit Brazil and Art Popular.
Can I just say that the Brazil, that Arte Popular, whatever, is really, really good.
That's very good.
That's a great show.
That's one of the newer shows at the Folk Art Museum.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, ladies and gentlemen, besides the Goya show at the New Mexico Museum of Art, just definitely go up to the Folk Art Museum.
At the Museum of Art, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., Ellen Zeiselman will be speaking in the Goya Gallery about what's Spanish about New Mexico art, and give you a way to connect what we're used to seeing in our New Mexico art with what Spain was producing.
That's cool.
And then across the way at the History Museum, my museum, we're helping UNM Press launch the new book Hotel Mariachi.
Yay.
You had Catherine Kurland on earlier this week.
Yes, and Enrique Lamadrid and Miguel
lovely.
Gander. They're fabulous people.
They'll be there talking about the book, signing copies, and to spice it up, the Santa Fe High Mariachi Band will blast it out in the lobby. It should be a great sound. That's
a wonderful book.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Burt Dalton Trio, featuring John Bartlett on drums and Milo Jaramillo on bass, is at El Mesón tomorrow night from 7:30 to 10:30. Music and fun. For more information, burtdalton.com.
Collected Works has a couple of great talks coming up tonight. N. Scott Momaday, Kathleen Johnson, and Lisa Marie Stewart will be presenting poetry and music. That's at 6 p.m. tonight at the Collected Works bookstore. And on Sunday afternoon, Dee Dee Feldman will be talking about her book about the legislature.
Sunday morning.
11 a.m., I think.
Yeah.
Boots, Suits, and Citizen Legislators.
Which is a very good book.
And about time everyone read it, because we have only a few more days.
And just to figure out how the legislative process works and what are the kind of weird idiosyncratic features of New Mexico legislature, and which is in some ways probably just like any other legislature in the country, in some ways very different. It's a good read.
I covered it for 20 some years for the Albuquerque Tribune, and an absolute geek, so fascinated by every facet of it. It's an interesting process, and better you should read Dee Dee's book than spend 20 years watching it.
So let's see. Linda Bonadies is doing a performance called Give It All Away. It's a one-woman musical, and it's tonight and tomorrow at the Lodge in Santa Fe. I believe that it's directed by Tanya Taylor Rubenstein, who performs a lot, who directs a lot of people doing solo shows and one-person shows.
Nice.
Of various kinds, monologues. It's an autobiographical musical about her life, and she seems like a pretty interesting character. So
that's a pretty gutsy thing to do.
I know.
Talk about yourself and sing about yourself for an hour or two.
Tonight and tomorrow at the Lodge.
At the Museum Hill Cafe tonight, a very Bella Valentine's. This is a fundraiser for the Santa Fe Human Rights Alliance and Santa Fe Pride. Bella Gigante will be there. And as she says, nothing says I love you like a giant drag queen.
That is so true.
Not so loud, I'll break your mic.
So this is National Pet Adoption Month, ladies and gentlemen, as well as being Black History Month and all kinds of other good things. And the New Mexico House Rabbit Society is having a rabbit adoption on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 4 at PetSmart at Zafferano Drive. They will be there with several adorable, friendly Santa Fe shelter rabbits who are looking for their forever home. And volunteers will be there with education, advice, and stories, and free nail trimmings for all local bunnies.
How sweet!
So if you already have a rabbit, you can bring it there and get its nails trimmed. And if you are thinking about getting a bunny, and maybe you're allergic to cats,
right,
but you don't want somebody that you have to walk every day, rabbits use litter boxes the way cats do.
I hear they're great pets.
They're apparently great pets. Just don't bring them into a house that has a Jack Russell Terrier. I'm just saying.
This sounds like something from experience.
No, I've never had a rabbit in my house, and I never would, because my little dog Milk, my dog Honey, died last weekend.
I heard. I'm so sorry.
But, you know, Milk is still with us in the fullness of his energetic, beautiful being, and so is the little dachshund. So it's always good to have multiple dogs.
I think so, too. And they keep each other entertained. Or as a friend from Kentucky once told me, what one won't think of, the other surely will.
Exactly. There we have it.
Looking ahead, Wednesday evening, an evening with Richard McCord at Santa Fe University of Art and Design at Tipton Hall. He's got a new book called No Halls of Ivy, The Gritty Story of the College of Santa Fe, 1947 to 2009. Those of you who've been around Santa Fe for a while know Dick McCord and know what great work he's done as a journalist, and this should be an interesting book. I'm hoping he does a sequel, The Gritty Story of the Santa Fe Community College.
That would be very interesting. The book is, I mean, he calls it a biography of a college.
Interesting.
And it's pretty interesting, especially if you're interested in that kind of local history. This is the weekend of the 17th annual Great Backyard Bird Count.
Oh, yes.
New Mexican bird enthusiasts can help gather data. This is a part of a movement called Citizen Science, which I think is very interesting. Basically, you get to spend 15 minutes on one or more days and count the birds that you get in your backyard. Enter sightings at birdcount.org. And then this will help organizations who are trying to understand bird numbers and types of birds and all that stuff. I don't think that you have to know exactly what kind of birds they are, But you can find out more about it by going to birdcount.org.
And if you want to get a step up in identifying birds, tomorrow morning, 9 to 10 a.m. at the Lenora Curtin Wetland Preserve, they're going to have a bird ID walk with Rocky Tucker. That's out near El Rancho de las Colondrinas, so you could also probably hop over there and afterward and have a nice time. But if you're at all like me, you know, interesting little gray bird with a little bit of yellow, maybe I could finally figure out what name it is.
My bird identification goes like this. Hummingbirds.
Okay.
And everyone else.
Big blackbirds.
Okay, next week, let's see. At Opposite Bookstore, Pamela Boyd will be back at 3 o'clock with another round of her free I Mattered memoir writing workshop. There will be a dialogue with participants about the art of memoir writing, a brief writing exercise based on a personal memory, and some of the advanced memoir writing students will each read a bit from their personal memoirs. And that's at Opposite Bookstore, which is in the Sambusco Center, a wonderful bookstore right here in Santa Fe.
And tonight, at the Santa Fe Writers Workshop, you can learn how to do 50 Shades of Sex Writing.
Oh, boy.
That's at 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Santa Fe Writers Workshop. Some of the most cringe-inducing writing, I think, throughout time. Maybe you can learn how to do it better.
It's very, very hard to do that well. And you know who does it very, very well is local poet Carol Muldaugh.
Oh.
She wrote a book which is kind of, it's almost like somewhere between a poem and a novel.
Nice.
About a young woman's sexual awakening. And it is, there's nothing cringeworthy about it. It's
lovely.
Sort of, it's real. It's tender, beautiful. It's not full of any kind of gross,
right,
yuckadoodles inducing, like, just keep that to yourself.
Right.
It actually, anyway, there's lots
it's
to say
interesting
about
that such a universal experience becomes so difficult for us to write about.
Yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon, 11 to 2 p.m. over at Holy Trinity Orthodox Church, just a skip away from here, they're having a Hope for Syria charity feast. And all the money goes to refugees of the civil war in Syria, and you're going to get roast lamb, chicken tagine, and vegetarian chickpea stew.
Can't turn that down.
Can't turn that down.
And let's see. Today from 2 to 4 in Albuquerque at the Marriott Albuquerque Pyramid North, John McGoran signs his book Drift at the New Mexico Organic Farming Conference. Just got that last night and I'm putting it out. Not sure. Oh, it's a GMO thriller.
Wow, that's a great concept.
Yeah.
And the Organic Farming Conference sounds like a great thing to hit up as well.
Yes, indeed.
Monday evening at Christa St. Vincent's, there's going to be a forum on the Santa Fe City Charter Amendments, those things that you never pay attention to until you're in the voting booth and say, oh no, how do I stand on this? They'll be debating the strong mayor proposal that's on the ballot, and among the people speaking about it will be former Mayor Sam Pick. That'll be at 7 p.m. at Christa St. Vincent. Do your bit for the League of Women Voters and Common Cause.
And you know what we haven't talked about yet? The cat of the week.
We have not talked about the cat of the week. Who would that be this week?
It's Tootie.
Tootie, what a great name.
Tootie is playful and loving. She is a talker. She can hold her own with her brothers. She's a beautiful girl with a short coat and black tabby markings and an elegant nose. And she was born approximately 2 years ago. If you are interested in adopting Tootie, please call 505-316-2281. You can also go to the website fandfnm.org or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
Oh, sweet kitty needs a home.
Yes.
Tonight, do you want to go dancing? There's
sure.
the Santa Fe Community Orchestra is presenting its annual swing and ballroom dance at the Santa Fe Community Center. Let's dance from 7 to 10 p.m. They're raising money at this one, so there's a silent auction and all of that sort of thing, and you get to dance.
Hey, a few more additions to the Collected Works bookstore lineup.
Yeah.
On tomorrow, poets Nathan Brown and Lauren Camp. They will be reading poetry
nice.
From their latest books at 4 o'clock. Lauren Camp's most recent collection of poetry is The Dailiness, and she has appeared as a reader with poet laureate John Davis, as well as many other local poetry gatherings. Nathan Brown is the poet laureate of Oklahoma, and he will be reading from his collection More is Less, More or Less. And then also on Sunday afternoon, Marilyn Mason, who's a wonderful person and a wonderful writer, she used to be the board president of KSFR, will be reading from her book, Becoming a Genuine Leader. And she talks about how to relieve stress at work, how to basically become a better leader by exploring your past and being true to yourself. And it's a wonderful book, and she's a great person. So that's at 2 o'clock on Sunday at Collected Works Bookstore. And then on Thursday of next week, Craig Barnes will return for his second lecture of a three-part series called Empire, Capitalism, and Inequality. And he's been discussing these topics like banker-controlled capital and debt. And he has a terrific show, or has had sort of off and on at this point, a terrific show on KSFR on Saturdays. So Craig Barnes, Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, KSFR. And don't forget Collected Works Children's Storytime at 10:45 on Thursday morning.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I've heard wonderful things about Marilyn.
She's great.
And certainly all of us experience stress at work. We can learn something from that. Thursday evening, the School for Advanced Research is presenting another one of its outstanding lectures. This will be at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium. Sylvia, forgive me if I mispronounce your last name, Tomaszkova. She'll be talking about humanity's earliest expressions of art, religion, and creativity through shamanism.
And I'm going to have her on the air next week.
Oh, great.
Dog willing.
Great.
Kate Nelson is with the New Mexico History Museum. She is with us speaking of the arts. It's just great to have you back on the radio.
It's lovely to be here. Thank you. I hope everyone has a great day.